You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from unceded Coast Salish territory in Burnaby, British Columbia, the campus community radio station at Simon Fraser University. Remember that you can listen to us online at cjsf.ca, and you can also listen to us through the CJSF app for iOS and Android. This is the Metal Meltdown, and I am your host, El Dr. Misterio. And also remember that you can listen to all the podcasts created for and by mankind at cjsf.ca/contents/metal-meltdown. We just listened to Bastard Skull from New Jersey in the United States of America. And we listened to the song After the Plague, which is part of their self-titled album from 2025, Bastard Skull. Before that, we listened to Pussifer. They are from Los Angeles in the United States as well. And we listened to the song Self-Evident, which is part of their brand new album, Normal Isn't. And we started the set with our guest tonight, Eternius, from Vancouver, Canada. And we listened to the song Vinland, which is part of their brand new album, Requiem for the North. Thanks again to Colleen for chatting with us tonight. That was great. We had a great time. I hope you did too. Because remember, this show is made for you and thinking about you. So always hoping that you're having as much fun as we are and that you enjoy it as much as El Doctor Misterio does. So thank you very much for that. Thank you for listening. And remember, this show is always made for you. Let's continue with the music, and then on the next break I will let you know what's happening in terms of shows that are coming to town. And yeah, we'll be right back here at the Metal Meltdown. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from unceded Coast Salish territory in Burnaby, British Columbia, the campus community radio station at Simon Fraser University. Remember that you can listen to us online at cjsf.ca, and you can also listen to us through the CJSF app for iOS and Android. This is the Metal Meltdown, and I am your host, El Dr. Misterio. And also remember that you can listen to all the podcasts created for and by mankind at cjsf.ca/contents/metal-meltdown. We just listened to Triskelion. They are from St. John in Newfoundland here in Canada. And we listened to the song of Dust and Divination, which is part of their 2025 album, Maelstrom of Chaos. Before that, we listened to Morning Wood from Finland, and we listened to the song End of Days, which is part of their 2025 album, Murder of Crows. And we started the set with our guests tonight, Eternius from Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, and we listened to the song Waivers of Fate, which is part of the brand new album, Requiem for the North. And let's take this opportunity to let you know what it's coming to town in terms of concerts and shows. On September 12th, we have Ancients. They're playing at the Rickshaw, and they're doing the 10 years anniversary of Voice of the Void with Tribunal, Wars, and Franklin. Then on where are we? So on September 20th, we have Unsane with CNTS and Disruptions. On September 21st, this is at the Rickshaw, also at the Rickshaw, Elder with Blackwater Holy Light. Then on September 22nd, you have Revocation with Defeated Sanity, Fuming Mouth, and Weeping. This is at the Rickshaw as well. Then on September 23rd, you have Quicksand and Effed Up with World's Wars. And then on September 24th, you start the Covenant Festival, the 11th edition starts. So at the Rickshaw, the September 24th, which is night one, you have Mitz Rhythm, Abyssal, Brazen Horde, and a couple more bands. Then on night two, on September 25th, you have Ruin, Bola, Egregor, and a couple of more bands. And then on the 26th, night three, you have the Ruins of Beberast, Spite, Barkasketh, and a couple more. Then on September 27th, you have Judge, Integrity, Earth Crisis, Witness Chamber, and Juice. On October 2nd, you have Failure and Quanic. On October 4th, you have the Rasmus, Sand Angs, and Death Valley Dreams. On October 6th, you have Necrogoblicon with Rivers of Nylin and Cyber Octopus. We have played a couple of them here at the Metal Meltdown. They are good bands. And then on October 7th, you can see Hammerfall with Evergreen and Elven King. And October 8th, Concrete Vehicles with Hillsborough, Weightless, and Lola. And October 8th, at the Cobalt, you can see Shiner, Photo Crime, and Aversions. Then on September 8th, that's tomorrow, at the Cobalt, you can see Cruelty, Death Heat, Dying Remains, and Kill Chain. On September 9th, also at the Cobalt, you can see Goetia, Asphyxiated, and Impalement. If you're looking for something different, on September 9th as well at the Astoria, there's Earth Altar, Empress, Luvimore, and Goblin Vessel. Then on September 11th at the Astoria, there's Mortuary Cave, Voltage, Balkan, and Wet Rot. September, where are we? Ancients already told you. On September 16th at the Astoria Pub, you have 13 Goats, Augurium, Cultist, and Don't Deserve a Grave. Then on September 18th, at the Astoria, you have Mares of Thrace, Burnt Long, Burnt Patter, and Manicoa One. Yeah, on September 20th at the Rickshaw, you have Unsane and Disruptions. We told you about Elder on the 21st. Yeah, that's that. On September 23rd at the Astoria, you can see Tyran, Speed Reaper, and Power Monger. We told you about The Covenant. Told you about this. Yeah, on September 26th at the Cobalt, you can see Author and Punisher, Guiltless, and Doom Ritual Bastard. What else is happening? On September 27th at Bully Studio in New Westminster, you can see The Hears Collective, Gisei, and Lakeside Amusement Park. Where are we? On October 2nd at the Waldorf, you can see Dayglow Abortions with Habit and Motorama. You want to listen to some punk. Then on October 3rd at the Cobalt, you can see Empress, Druin, and the Monarch. And then on October 4th at the Astoria, you can see Cal L, Goya, Black Moon Cult, and Circle of Titans. And where are we there? On October 5th at the Astoria, you can see Silent Trials, No Faith in Fortune, Ender, and Black Ivar. There you go. And you have a couple of weeks of shows that you can attend and enjoy to your fulfillment of metal enjoyment, if that's something that makes any sense at all. Anyway, yeah. And now let's continue with your weekly doses of metal music here at the Metal Meltdown.